morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. I am Skip LaCour. How are you doing this morning? It's Easter morning. Hope you're having a great holiday. If you're not listening to this during the day I'm podcasting it on Easter Sunday, well, I hope you did have a great holiday. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this for yourself. Go to the gym, so to speak, with me as your training partner for some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You're taking the time to evaluate your thoughts which lead to actions, your actions that either get you closer to those goals, those plans, that vision that you've taken the time to think about, or they're going to push you, keep you further away from them. Maybe even worse than keeping you further away from those goals, plans, and visions that you've taken the time to create. Even worse, you didn't even think about it. Well, that's not you. You're taking the time. And what a great way to invest in yourself, to passively listen to this podcast. And I'll do all the work. I'll stimulate the thought every single day, get your mind thinking in ways that are off the beaten path. Whether your life is going awesome, and I hope it is, whether your life, you're struggling right now, you're looking for answers, you're looking for those feelings and emotions, maybe you've kind of given up that you can reach those goals, you can have those feelings. That's even worse than feeling bad, I think, sometimes. When you feel bad, it will stimulate you to try new things, to shake things up when you feel bad. Even worse is when you kind of give up. I really don't think, if you're listening, taking the time to listen to this podcast, and especially if you've been doing it on a continual basis, like I urge you to do as your coach, like I'm pushing you to do, invest in yourself. You're probably not in that place. If you are, hey, you hang in there. I've been in those places before, and whether I just stay there for a couple of minutes or a couple of days, right? It's just pushing through and focusing on where you want to go, and you're in great company. Just to let you know that people who have those lives that you want, they seem so happy. They have been where you're at. If you're struggling right now, they've been there too, right? We've all been there. So you just keep on keeping on. And thank you for putting your faith and trust in me and helping guide you through that. If you're somewhere in the middle between being really happy and fulfilled and going in the right direction, or you're struggling, feeling some pain, you're in that middle ground, sometimes that can be a challenging place because you're not really doing anything. You don't have enough pain to get you going. To listen to this podcast, you just show up, but you're not living in that state of anticipation that this is really going to do something for you, right? Or if you really come into this podcast with a level 10, you really push yourself to think about the things that I'm talking about, you are just kind of showing up. You don't have that hope. You're somewhere in the middle. Sometimes that can be the most challenging thing. You know, you don't have that momentum. Things aren't going great. Things aren't going poorly. You're just, there's nothing, that pain or pleasure pushing you, and you stay in that middle ground for, you know, a long period of time, you know, convincing yourself that life is pretty darn good, even though deep down inside, you know that there are so many things you want to feel, you want to experience, you want to achieve. You have the talent, you have the resource, you know it's possible, but it's just not bad enough yet, right? You're just hanging out in the middle, letting a month go by. Before you know it, that's a year, that's a couple of years of hanging out. That's why I want you to take this time to do this, and hopefully that's why you're doing it, because you know that there's more inside of you. You don't know how to get there. Your way of thinking and actions are kind of putting you in this spot. It's every time things get you know, kind of bad, kind of challenging, you're able to look at the bright side, and that brings you back into the middle. You know, and then when you know you've got to suck it up, you need some mental toughness, you got to stay up extra half an hour at night, you got to get up an extra half an hour in the morning, you got to push yourself past what you feel comfortable doing that's kind of worked before, You know, you kind of talk yourself out of that, and that brings you back to the middle. And by me just stimulating this, kind of pushing you, having you focus on what's great, what's going well in your life, how much power you do have, and at the same time, you know, kind of maybe saying some things that kind of poke you in the side, poke you in the ribs, or even poke you in the butt to get you out of that middle ground of complacency and letting that time slip by. There's a lot of benefits just by taking the time to just passively listen. Let me take over for a while and just speak into your ear. And I thank you for putting that trust in me. But really, this is, I appreciate the type of person who is subjecting himself to this and not just going with the flow. So thank you so much for investing in yourself by listening to this podcast for a half an hour. You know, do I have to say it yet? If you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, maybe you just kind of stumbled into it on the Blog Talk Radio Network, maybe through iTunes. Maybe you've seen someone like this through my Facebook.com Skip LaCour page, my Facebook page. One of your friends liked it, and he said, hey, what's this all about? Maybe one of the titles grabbed you, and you're new to this Morning Connection podcast. This is just a half an hour of power where I use my 25 years experience in peak performance and personal development, studying under some of the great masters, investing a lot of time and energy, and then practically applying it to my own life in the areas of life that, you know, I worked really hard on and achieved a certain level of success. I didn't necessarily have success in a balanced manner the whole time. I went in one area, and then I said, hey, I can do better than this, and I started thinking bigger, and then I achieved it in that area, and then I kind of hit a dead end where I'm thinking, wow, this was great, I want more, and then I focused on another area, and then that all was put into the big picture, and then I evolved into having more of all the great things in life, and I'm continuing to work on them. I did it in stages. I wasn't necessarily, the overall picture wasn't necessarily put together like a perfect plan, right? It was extreme focus in certain areas for a certain period of time, and then it all balanced out to this. And so I come from an area of a lot of expertise in helping people. It first started in fitness as I became a bodybuilding and training expert, and then understanding that all that background that I have in personal development, understanding people, that was the key to success in bodybuilding and training. Heck, I think I was more of a motivational speaker than I was dishing out the training and nutrition strategies, because it was so important to that success in that particular area, and where I saw people struggling, and I found that that was true in every area of life, right? When I went over to the Man Formation program, now in business, and all the one-on-one coaching that I do all to ambitious men and women all over the world, you know, the mindset is so important. So those are the type of things, my own personal journey. I want you to have it better than I had it. I want you to experience the joy and fulfillment that I've experienced, the success, whatever that means to you, at a higher level than I ever achieved it. And I also want you to achieve it sooner in life. I want you to feel those feelings a lot sooner in life than I did. And I want to help you avoid a lot of the pain and the mistakes that I've made along the way. And if you do experience those type of things, I want to let you know that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing defective in you. We all go through that. I want to give you that empathy while you're going through that, give you some strategies to work through those times of pain, frustration, confusion, overwhelm, when you think, man, there's no way that I'm going to figure this stuff out, and help you get out of that feeling, that mode of thinking a lot sooner than I ever did too. So I'm working from a double prong attack, having you feel all the great pleasures, experience, achievements in life sooner than I did, and get out of that pain a lot sooner than I did too. And that's been my mission, a promise that I've made to myself while I was going through some downtimes when, you know, there was areas in my life that were just fantastic, off the charts. I was known all over the world, helping people all over the world in one particular area where, you know, I was struggling and I had so much pain in other areas that, man, I worked so hard to be in this place. It's very confusing, frustrating. That isn't how I planned it to be. That isn't why I worked so hard. And I made a vow way back years ago that I was going to help other people do this a lot better than I did to get through all that pain, frustration, confusion, overwhelm, to get it so they can experience the greater things in life. That's a promise that I made to myself, and that's why I'm here up and early at 4:30 in the morning right here on Easter Sunday. This mission, this passion, your life, it doesn't stop for weekends or holidays, all right? Just a little bit every single day. That's why I'm here. Right after I get off this podcast, I go right into my one-on-one coaching with ambitious men, and I have some women that all over the world. It's stacked all morning long before I take the afternoon off and have brunch with my family who's come out of town, and we're all getting together to enjoy Easter. So it all works into the package. That's what this is all about. And this half hour, I just talk. You just talk. The pattern is, again, if you're new to this podcast, is that you download this podcast at the same time every single day. You get into your pattern of when you download it. I know that many people don't listen to the podcast live. That's fine. As long as you feed yourself, you go to the gym every single day, or as close to every single day. You download this mental toughness conditioning to get you thinking, investing this half an hour in yourself. You download it at the same time, and then you get in the pattern of listening to it at the same time. Whether that's, I suggest that you do it earlier in the morning. Me just personally, someone who's studied personal development, peak performance, why we do the things that we do, why I applied it all to be successful in certain areas of my life, looking back and seeing what was awesome, the lessons that I've learned, the things that were okay, things weren't so very good, I realize making myself to think about this and then stepping up as, you know, a leader, all right, having to walk my talk, having to think of this stuff, the more you focus on anything in life, the better you'll become at it. This is so powerful for me personally. Again, at so many different levels. One is that I have to think about this every single day, obviously, at a very high level. I have to play at a level 10 in order to wake up in the morning, get my thoughts together, get myself in a state physically, you know, get everything ready, because I got to stand and deliver. I got to have something to talk about. I got to be enthusiastic. I got to be passionate. I got to be direct and to the point. I've got a half an hour to do it. There's a lesson right there that I want you to apply to your life, is that putting the pressure on yourself that I must do it now, living in a sense of urgency and creating those self-imposed pressure on yourself to perform, right? That's a great lesson right in itself. All right, having to focus on one particular area that you say you want in your life, and I'm talking about this mindset, right? Scheduling it in, right? Starting my day every single day with, okay, how do I get my thoughts in order, and how do I get everybody who I have the privilege to touch their lives, you know, what do I need to think about? How do I need to get my thoughts in order? Right? And as I present this podcast to you, you know, I'm looking at this gigantic vision board, this dream board, all the people, the experiences, the accomplishments, the place I want to travel, the material possessions that my wife and I, we put together for our compelling future. As I am talking to you, I'm looking at that every single morning. It's just 30 minutes of all that type of effort. Again, there's a story within the story to teach is to learn twice, right? So how can you apply this lesson to your own life? You know, you're thinking these thoughts. How can you pick up your friends and you become a leader in all this area? Because the more effort you put in it to yourself and helping other people, you can't help but become better at it. All right. So with that being said, let me guide you through. What you just need to do is download at a certain time and then listen to it at a certain time. I say that, you know, that certain structure on the things that are extra that you do in life, meaning that this is one of those things that not very many people will do. And I'll tell you, if you talk to 10 people and you say, man, I wake up every single day and I listen to this guy who's just going at it every single day. He makes me think these thoughts to take my life to the next level. I would say that probably a good 8 out of 10 would kind of go, You know, it's something they can't relate to. So I think that you're in the good majority of the people who are taking control of their thoughts and emotions and are really thinking about where they want to go. So you're in a minority, right? Your life has probably, you probably figured out a way for it to go pretty darn well without listening to this before you ran into this Morning Connection podcast, right? So sometimes we can kind of get away from those things that we know can only help. This podcast can only help you. It cannot hurt you in any way, even if I say some things during this podcast that make you feel a little uncomfortable. Right. Sometimes when we feel uncomfortable, it's just making us realize that we need to step up. Right. It's nothing that I say. It's just something that triggers that I'm telling you something that you already know about yourself. It's just that you've been talking to yourself. You've been rationalizing. You've been putting it off. And I'm just reminding you of what you really need to do. Even that type of pain is only good for you in the long run. So the thing about it is this is kind of one of those extra things. And when you have those extra things, sometimes you make them optional. Actually, they are optional. You should be congratulated for being the 2 out of 10 that is even receptive to this type of information. The optional things in life, I like to have them scheduled and structured in life. As a coach, the people who I have all over the world, who I help them make changes in their life, these type of optional things, I like them structured. With my one-on-one coaching clients, and a big shout out to my one-on-one coaching students, clients, whatever you want to say around the world, friends, we built a relationship because I work with them in 6 and 12-month periods of time. And we speak on the same day, at the same time, every single week for at least 1/2 hour. We check in about their journey. I can't have them forget about the promises they've made to themselves, the direction that they want to go. I don't let them forget about it. That's why I do this structure. I don't let a couple weeks go by. I don't care if it's a holiday or whatever it might be, because it's that important, right? It's important, the optional things in life that you, I believe, to create the specific structure for these type of things so they don't become optional, or they have a less chance of you blowing them off for just a couple weeks, because sometimes you blow off the things that are good for you, but they're not absolutely necessary. You sometimes may push them off for a couple weeks before you know it. That's a couple months. All right. So that's why it's so important that something like this, that you structure it. So you download it at the same time, you listen to it at the same time, and you can have some, some variations on a weekend or this and that. I mean, every single day for me isn't absolutely structured. I don't know if that's necessary. It's just that you have the big picture in mind, why you're doing it, why it's important to feed yourself with this type of mental toughness conditioning every single day. And then when you are listening at the same time, I suggest that you listen to it while you're moving. You know, exercise is so important. I mean, obviously, I've lived a life putting a very high priority on fitness, on exercise. You know, at the same time, I understand that that's not as much of a priority for everybody. And, you know, with me, owning Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality sports nutrition line, bodybuilding supplement line, and I continue to be a leader in bodybuilding fitness to people who really follow me for those reasons. Maybe they don't even know about the Manformation program, about personal development for men, or this type of mental toughness conditioning. That's not what they're, that's not why they come to me directly. It's just so, you know, important that that I deliver this information, that you take it and you do something with it at the same time, on a continual basis. You feed yourself with this all the time. All right. So what I'm saying is that even I don't put as much priority when, man, all I thought about was bodybuilding and training. So you don't necessarily, you know, I don't push that extreme fitness on everybody. It's I understand we all have our goals. My goals have changed. So fitness isn't necessarily something that you need to do every single day. And while you're exercising, you're listening to this type of information. All right. So you could do it when you're going for a walk, right? Maybe you're walking your dog. You can do it while you're driving to the gym, driving to work or wherever. My thing is that one extra layer that I found that you can be really receptive to this type of information, where it's going to really sink in, is when you're really, you know, moving around, shaking your body out. So if there's any way you can listen to it for that half an hour and move around, you'll absorb it all and you'll think a little bit more clearly how this can adapt to your life. But the real purpose that I'm of this whole message is to get in that pattern with this optional thing that's going to put you ahead, make it as structured as possible. So if you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, that's what this is all about. You know, if you have been listening to it, I'm just reminding you one more time about why we do the things that we do and give you a little check. Are you following through to get the most, you know, out of it? One thing is I've noticed about people is that how we look at how much energy, effort, and focus we put on ourselves. And we all have different beliefs about its importance. Now, obviously, I'm telling you, spending this half an hour in yourself is the best thing that you can do, you know, for yourself. And maybe you already realize that. That's why you're listening to this podcast. All right, you're putting it into your daily discipline, your schedule, right? Some people spend a lot of time putting themselves second. Sometimes they even get power out of that. They think they've made up the rules over the last two podcasts on Morning Connection podcast number 140. I talked about your rules and your beliefs. I also talked about it during yesterday's More Than Just Muscles podcast with my wife, number 13. We talked a lot more about rules and talk about how they really guard our lives, and some of the rules we don't really think out fully. Well, some people make up these rules that their life is all about helping other people. Right, I've seen this a lot in my travel, especially people who were interested in personal development for themselves and learning the strategies to help other people. I see it a lot in the fitness world, right, where people are really, really giving their passion, knowledge. They get a lot of power and a lot of fulfillment and happiness helping other people. And that's great. It seems great. What can be the downside of that, right? Well, a lot of times, you know, people... this is a belief that they have, and anytime you challenge somebody's beliefs, as a coach, as a friend, I got to be gentle about it. The point of the matter is that a lot of people, they go out of their way just to help other people, to make the focus about other people and their challenges. Even the person doesn't even have any challenges, or their challenges aren't the most important thing at that particular time. They'll bring it out. Well, how's your life going? What about this, this, and this? They put all this energy into helping other people. Even if the other people, a person doesn't necessarily even want it, and they get a lot of power, that's a belief that they have. That's what life is all about helping other people. The challenge is when they don't take care of themselves. Now, I understand giving so much energy with a good heart and good intentions to other people, that can make you feel good, reach the result that you have in your mind, whether or not you understand that. That's, you're doing it to make yourself feel good. It's not only about other people. Well, the other thing is, how well are you taking care of yourself? when you put so much effort in other people. When you're helping out other people, or you're spending all of your time and energy and effort helping other people, even when they're not even asking for it, even when they're not even in pain. Well, like I said, if you don't think there's anything wrong with that, not only are you going to continue doing it, you're going to keep on doing it at a higher level without even taking care of yourself. And you living in pain, you not getting your stuff together, you not really tapping into what you could do to take control of your life, right? And living at a level of happiness and fulfillment so far under what you're capable of. I use the analogy all the time that in life you can live in a state of anticipation. You can work towards something. You can have that hunger and drive to really do whatever it takes to have something that takes a longer time to achieve. That would be like a Thanksgiving dinner. All the meals, the great meal, the dressing, the fixing, the dessert. In addition to that, you got a table of all your family, right? That hunger, that drive to create that feeling, that experience, that's Thanksgiving dinner. At the same time, if you fill your day up eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, something that, you know, nourishes you, it's okay. You know, and you spend all that time pursuing the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and not letting the hunger build up so you enjoy the banquet, the awesome Thanksgiving dinner that's so fulfilling on so many different levels, not just, you know, nourishing your body, but also the experience with your family and memories that you could create forever. The hunger to make that happen will diminish if you eat the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day long. Sometimes you can't have that short-term gratification, even if it makes you feel good, because it lessens the hunger to get the Thanksgiving dinner, the things that you really want in life. And if you keep on, you know, just giving out to other people without taking care of yourself, that's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I know it makes you feel good, and you may have these beliefs. What are you talking about, Skip? Man, life isn't about yourself. All this stuff you're talking about, it's just me, 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 me. That's not the way to go. That isn't the way to go. Well, I can appreciate your desire to help other people. I definitely continue to be in that space. But Big Brother Skip, there's one thing that I just want to say, and here's some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. This is also maybe one of those things that it may make you think, and those thoughts you're thinking may not always be the greatest thoughts, but I always say that some of the best lessons made me feel uncomfortable. I even wanted to shoot the messenger who delivered it, right? Even when they're just talking generically, not just to me, it's just that I knew they were talking about me, and it made me feel uncomfortable. And then I really got the message, whether it was a week later, a year later, sometimes a decade later. I always remembered that uncomfortable suggestion or advice that someone gave me that I just rejected. I found a million reasons why they were wrong. And then I got the message later. Is that a couple of things? One is, are you using your desire to help other people as a way for you not dealing with the ups and downs, the challenges that it takes to work on yourself, to constantly ask more of yourself, to go to the next level? All right, that's tough. That's challenging for everybody. When you're even focused on, if you don't put the focus, it even makes it tougher. Are you using what you wrap up as a great thing to help other people, even when they don't need it sometimes, as a way to get out of putting that attention onto you? Boy, isn't that tough, huh? Tough way of thinking. That's your beliefs are to give you good to other people. The other thing that I just want to say, and I've learned this from experience, maybe you felt this too, is the more you have your stuff together, the more you have your thoughts and action, you're feeling great about yourself, and you're not just eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean, you are really working towards the Thanksgiving dinner, putting your life together. You know it. You're going through the challenges, the toughness that goes along with that. You're having the, you're finding out that there's the satisfaction in the struggle as you inch your way closer to those plans, those goals, those visions. Isn't it true that when you're in that place, when you've taken care of yourself, you put the right amount of attention on yourself to become a better man, a better person, that you become a more loving, a more caring, a better example to live for all your friends and family and all those people that you help? Right? One thing, as I've gotten my life together, and not just my health and fitness and not just my personal presentation that I learned, that I created through the Manformation program, as I get my whole life together and I have a love and connection and family, that all this balance that has taken me in perspective, that taken me years to work on, just fight like a dog to achieve. And I share that now there's the social media to, where people can see the whole big picture. I can tell you, when I've gotten my stuff together at higher levels, how much that's inspired other people. And you know that too. When you have your stuff generally together, you know, you're not displacing your energy for whatever reasons. It's too lopsided helping other people, and you work on yourself and you're that better man. You are more loving, more caring. You can really listen and understand and have empathy to other people. That's how you can really help them out, by taking care of yourself first, right? And becoming the best man or woman that you can be. That's how you really help people out in the long run. And that's how you really have the biggest impact on them. All right. So you got to remember that. Take care of yourself. Put that energy, focus, and attention. You know, really, really reconsider those beliefs that you may have that there's anything wrong with taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself, that there's anything selfish about it. Or maybe you don't think it's selfish. Maybe you just don't want to deal with it. And maybe giving all your energy and your time and effort to other people is a way, just something for you to think about, is just a nice way for you to not deal with those challenges that are going on in your thoughts and your actions. Hey, we're all there, right? We all need to buck up. We need to man up and deal with our challenges. And, you know, we can't use the convenient rationale of, oh, well, I just spend my time giving to other people, helping other people out. We can't use that as a rationale to not take care of ourselves. Again, we can be that better shining example to other people by actually walking that talk. All right, just some things to think about. It's okay to put this kind of effort into yourself. It's mandatory that you put this kind of effort into yourself. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that one cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really, really want. And would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner. Are you doing this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, and everywhere in between? And then you take the appropriate actions with the new mindset that is slowly but surely being ingrained into you as a person. Take you months, if not years, of you stretching yourself in this manner. That's when the goal is big enough. That's the one I want you to visualize, or continue to get more clear and make that vision clearly. So do that for me right now, 3 seconds. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Now, I know listening to this podcast that's just a question I want you to ask yourself all throughout the day. You know what? That would be really apropos right now is all this energy and effort that I'm giving to other people and making sure they're okay and taking care of them and talking about their problems, even though they seem to be okay right now. But I'm going to bring it up because, oh, I just care. Right? I know how that can feel good. But what's the result that I really want? Isn't it about getting in control of your life and being happier and more fulfilled to other people? Is that result that you're getting, is that the real result that you really want when you put so much effort into helping other people? All right. And so I'm going to ask you, what is that result that you want anyway? Right. And isn't it to have those feelings and those emotions that you really want? Right. Make sure that if you have not already signed up for the Morning Connection newsletter, get this type of mental toughness conditioning every single day sent into your email inbox. Make sure that you follow through. If you're not on that special email list of people who are really committed to taking their lives to the next level, go to sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. All right, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line for, you know, healthy people. You can check that out at massmachinenutrition.com. You can also go to the world's number one online retailer for nutritional supplements, bodybuilding.com, and you can take the short link over there, sltips.com/3, sltips.com/3. Hey, again, it's Easter. You may not be listening to this on Easter, but I just want to tell you, spend the time with your family. If you're working to become a better person, the more the better you become and you get your thoughts and emotions under control, these type of holidays will become more special to you. You have more of yourself to give. You'll be at that calm place. Maybe that's something that you should put more focus on and work towards. If that's what you want, this will help you do that. I also want to tell you, if these type of holidays don't mean much to you, and maybe you're at a place where, you know, you're consumed in, you know, getting to feeling good about yourself, and maybe you don't get this whole relationship stuff. You know, I can definitely, you know, understand that challenge. There was many times in my life where couldn't figure it out, couldn't get it, and I just, you know, was in my own, you know, little world, trying to figure out, just fighting for my own happiness. I didn't, you know, family, that interpersonal connection, looking into a person's eyes and really feeling that emotion, that experience. Wasn't exactly my bullseye in life. I was really caught up in the achievement and accomplishment, but deep in my heart, I wanted this connection. And, you know, I know that many of the people who, you know, I work with and talk to, and they can relate to that. They're going through that journey that I've been through myself. I just want to tell you that, you know, hear people, oh, happy Easter, family, you see their pictures, sometimes that can have you in a bad place because you're not there. And you may even push it off like, oh, screw that. You know, people, this and that. I don't get all that. I don't want all that. And maybe that isn't true, but it just triggers some emotions that, man, you just can't get it. And you're even giving up on getting it. I understand all that. I understand all that. I just want to tell you that I understand. I can tell you this too, by putting this time, energy, and emotion into yourself. Into yourself slowly but surely, becoming a stronger man, a better person, you'll get to that place of that comfort to yourself where all this stuff that maybe you see other people enjoying, you too will be able to experience that on a deeper level and still achieve all your goals, dreams, accomplishments, have that edge that you want. It'll just be at a higher level. And I know, like I said, I know that that may sound foreign sometimes. I definitely, or a pie in the sky dream, or the people who have figured that out, they really haven't figured out. I've done all that stuff myself. Hey, just keep on keeping on. You know, I don't know if it'll be by podcast number, Morning Connection Podcast 200, you know, 215, 300. Just keep on listening. All right. I know how you're feeling. I've been there. You just keep on keeping on, and you will get there. You just don't give up quite yet. Don't give up quite yet. Give me a few, a couple dozen more podcasts, and you'll get closer and closer to do that. But I just want to just take the time. I understand how these holidays can put you in a place that isn't, you know, the best place to be. Just don't give up. Keep on listening to this podcast. You'll get there. You'll get there. Just don't give up quite yet. Keep that on into your vision. All right. So, have a great Easter if you're listening to this on Easter. I hope you did have a great Easter. If you didn't have a great Easter, you know, plan on next year being that kind of Easter that you really want. Don't give up yet. Keep on listening to this podcast. We'll get there. We'll get there. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.